numbers. As the quantities increased, he had the boys holding different magnitudes in each of their hands. For still higher sums, he laid the symbols on the log of driftwood. And for symbols he was hard put, being compelled to use the teeth from the skulls for millions, and the crab shells for billions. It was here that he stopped, for the boys were showing signs of becoming tired. There were 4 million people in San Francisco, 4 teeth. The boys' eyes ranged along from the teeth and from hand to hand, down through the pebbles and sand grains to Edwin's fingers. And back again they ranged along the ascending series in the effort to grasp such inconceivable numbers. "That was a lot of folks, Granser," Edwin at last hazarded. "Like sand on the beach here, like sand on the beach. Each grain of sand a man or woman or child." "Yes, my boy, all those people live right here in San Francisco. And at one time or another, all those people came out on this very beach. More people than there are grains of sand. More, more, more. And San Francisco was a noble city. And across the bay, where we camped last year, even more people lived. Clear from Point Richmond, on the level ground and on the hills, all the way around to San Leandro, one great city of 7 million people, 7 teeth. There, that's it. 7 millions. Again the boy's eyes ranged up and down from Edwin's fingers to the teeth on the log. "The world was full of people. The census of 2010 gave 8 billions for the whole world. 8 crab shells. Yes, 8 billions. It was not like today. Mankind knew a great deal more about getting food. And the more food there was, the more people there were. In the year 1800, there were 170 millions in Europe alone. 100 years later, a grain of sand, hoo-hoo. 100 years later, at 1900, there were 500 millions in Europe. 5 grains of sand, hoo-hoo, and this one tooth. This shows how easy was the getting of food, and how men increased. And in the year 2000, there were 1,500 millions in Europe. And it was the same all over the rest of the world. 8 crab shells there. Yes, 8 billion people were alive on the earth when the Scarlet Death began. I was a young man when the plague came, 27 years old, and I lived on the other side of San Francisco Bay in Berkeley. You remember those great stone houses, Edwin, when we came down the hills from Contra Costa? That was where I lived, in those stone houses. I was a professor of English literature. Much of this was over the heads of the boys, but they strove to comprehend dimly this tale of the past.
"What was them stone houses for?" Harelip queried.
"You remember when your dad taught you to swim?" The boy nodded. "Well, in the University of California..."